Well, we can say it is now Christmas.
Yeah.
Okay.
You know it's Christmas. 1st. I've seen every second person posting about Elf on the Shelf this morning. Actually, people on our live Facebook feed at 7 a.m. saying, "Where's your Elf on the Shelf?"
Yeah. Well, the beady eyes. The kids love playing with those things as well.
You're not allowed to touch them.
What do you mean?
No, the elf on the Dave. They are real. And they at night time they hide, they go to the next location. So when the kids wake up in the morning, the next day, Elf on the Shelf, wherever you find him in that position, you are not allowed to touch the elf.
The kids pick him up all over the place and just
No.
Of course they do.
No, it's not a toy.
It's a toy.
I'm telling you now, it's not a toy. I adopted my Elf on the Shelf from Let the Children Play here in Mackay a couple of years ago. He makes his way around the radio station studios. Wherever you find him, you leave him there because the next start. I'm serious. 133-53. Kids, can you tell Dave or even Mum and Dad, if you've got Elf on the Shelf at your house, explain to him you're not allowed to touch him.
Elf on the Shelf is exactly like Woody from Toy Story. You get to play around with him and then you go away or you go to sleep and he goes and does his own thing. That's how it works.
So do you own one, do you? You own one?
No, I know these things.
No, you don't.
No, I know these things.
When you get the Elf on the Shelf, the rule book tells you not to touch. Not to
rule book.
I'm serious.
You play around with them, kids. You play around with them, don't you? 133-53.
You got a view. You can take photos, but you're not allowed to touch. That's what the rule is, because it's bad luck. I'm not even lying. This is serious. 133-53. It's absolutely serious. We'll take your calls up in just a moment. I'll
Yeah, whatever.
I'll get some people to side with me. I'm sure I read that was maybe not.
No, you're allowed to play with them.
No, it's bad luck because Santa sends them. They're his spies.
Yeah, well, that's what the whole thing is about. You know, the kids get to play around with the elf on the shelf, and they know straight away that they've been good kids.
You take these calls, put them on hold. I'm going to go to a song. I'm going to race out and get my elf on the shelf and read the rule book.
Okay, go for it. I don't believe you. I don't believe anything you say anyway.
Maybe I'm second guessing it now. Maybe it's not the rule. I don't know. Maybe this is what I was told. Are you allowed to touch the elf or do you have to leave it alone? Like, I know he moves around at nighttime when the kids are asleep.
Yeah, and I get that part. It's a bit like Woody from Toy Story. That's the best way to explain it. You know, he goes and he goes all limp and he's a toy to to begin with. Stop it. He goes all limp. So what's the boy's name in Toy Story?
I have no idea. Andy.
Andy, that's it. He gets to play around with all the toys, and then when he goes to sleep or he goes away, they come to life and they do their own thing. And same thing with the elf on the shelf.
Too much eggnog for Uncle Jay this morning. All right. Sid is calling us in Farley. Sid, what's the rule? Can you touch elf on the shelf?
Tara's in Rural View. Tara, the kids are allowed to play with the elf on the shelf, yeah?
No, it loses its magic.
Yes. See? Told you. Now
it's
he's
not like,
to
it's
get
not
it.
Like fairy dust.
No. It's just like you'll have to send it back to the North Pole sort of thing and get its magic back.
Recharge. Exactly right, Dave. It's a very serious thing, Tara. Thank you for clarifying that.
You know what? I'm not going to believe anyone until I speak to Harmony. From Andergrove. Harmony, how are you this morning?
Good.
Now, have you got an elf on the shelf at home, Harmony?
I used to.
Okay, all right. Are you allowed to touch elf on the shelf or you have to leave him alone?
I have to leave him alone, otherwise he'll lose his magic.
Just like Tara said, yeah, okay.
Harmony, I believe you. I don't believe anyone else, okay?
Okay.
All right. Have you been a good girl this year?
Yes.
Does Mum agree?
I think so.
Hopefully Santa agrees as well. Thank you for the call there, little Harmony. All right, Elf on the Shelf, just leave him alone. Just if you see him, admire him from a distance. Be like at the museum. You can have a look, don't touch, leave him be, and then the next day he finds a new location.
The beady eyes freak me out anyway. Don't want to go anywhere near him.
A bit like, what did you say his name was? Andy.
Andy.
No,
Woody.
Oh, you're killing me.